Now in verse 15, we have the next gate, but the gate of the fountain prepared Shalem. Now, the gate of the fountain, that refers, I think, to what the Lord meant when he said to the woman at the well, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And you remember yonder at the Feast of Tabernacles, he stood up and he said, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly or his inmost being shall flow rivers of living water." Now John explains this figure. "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive." And Paul could say in Romans 8:9, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his." Now the gate of the fountain therefore teaches the fact that every believer is indwelt by the Spirit of God, that he needs an infilling of the Spirit of God, and that when he is filled with the Spirit, that it's not just a well, but a fountain of living water will gush out to be a blessing to other people. And that's what we all ought to be in these days in which we live.